Within the pages of the Bible are the answers to man's most pressing needs. As you listen to the following message, you're encouraged to write down the scripture references as they are given, and to accept only what you can read for yourself from your own Bible. If you wish, you are also welcome to tape record this entire presentation for future study. All quotations are taken from the King James Version of the Bible, unless otherwise indicated.
Number 78. The church is attendance essential. Yes, church attendance is necessary if a person is to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. There are many very valid reasons as to why we should attend the worship services of the church. We might begin by asking ourselves some questions. First, has God left man to his choice about the matter? The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25, "Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more, as you see the day approaching." After the Lord's church was established on Pentecost, its members met weekly and often daily. Acts chapter 20, verse 7 says, "And upon the first day of the week, when the disciples came together to break bread, Paul preached unto them." Second, is it God's will that we attend church services regularly? Jesus said in Matthew chapter 18, verse 20, "For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them." Remember, Jesus has never forsaken an assembly, and every Christian should want to meet with him. Thirdly, is Jesus just as pleased when we do not attend? Listen to his words recorded in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness." Here he is saying that the church must be first to the Christian, even before seeking food, clothing, and shelter. The zeal of the early Christians was seen in the regularity of their meetings, weekly and often daily. Whenever and wherever Christians assemble today, faithful members endeavor to be present. It's most appropriate that this day has become the one memorial day of the gospel, both by precept and by example, the day of gladness and rejoicing. It's the Lord's day, and we should use it in a manner befitting its significance. Dangerous risks are taken in forsaking any assembly of the church. Christ may return in that hour. Death may come. A life of neglect may begin, and others may be lost by a bad example. One is made stronger spiritually by faithful attendance, and is fortified against falling away. The 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 11 and 12, finds the Apostle Paul saying, "Let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall." In Hebrews chapter 6, verse 1, the writer says, "Let us go on unto perfection." Consider this. Take a leafy branch off a tree, lay it carefully aside, and watch. Slowly the color fades, the leaves grow limp, curl up, and it is dead. Take a fish out of the water, lay it carefully on the sand, and watch. Frantically at first it twists and struggles, then weakens, moving its gill slower, finally quivers and dies. Take a Christian who allows himself to be separated from God in worship, fellowship, prayer, and active service, and watch. Gradually his conscience quivers as he misses the assembly. He then begins to fret at himself for missing, as questionable activities begin to take up his time. Soon he begins to complain that the church is not being run right, and finds many other excuses in an effort to justify his own neglect. Generally, he takes a stand against Christian living, and he is dead. We're to render unto God the things which be God's. Luke chapter 20, verse 25. The first day of the week is the Lord's day. Revelation chapter 1, verse 10. God has a right to say how his day shall be used. We abuse the Lord's day when we do nothing, when we merely rest or seek entertainment, such is not in keeping with the proper observance of the Lord's Day. We should use it to assemble together and to worship God in spirit and in truth. John chapter 4, verse 24. The early church gave the formula for church attendance in Acts chapter 2, verse 42. It reads simply, "They continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, in fellowship, in breaking of bread, and prayer." Thank you for your call.
The message you have just...